fingers in fear.
Changing is not easy. But changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. Thank you for tuning in, and I pray that you will learn something, get inspired, and get encouraged and motivated in Jesus' name. My name is Jack Chirwa. I'm the pastor of the Full Gospel Church of God in Johannesburg, South Africa. Let's pray together. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We declare that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. And I thank you, Father God, that lives will be changed and transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share with you on a subject I've entitled The Christian as the Hardworking Farmer. The Christian as a Hardworking Farmer. Now, the Christian has been depicted in the Word of God in different pictures. And the one picture of a Christian is that of a farmer. The one is that of an athlete. And the one is that of a soldier. And so, today I would like to focus on the Christian as a hardworking farmer. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. The word of God reads, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer." Verse 5, "Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules." And then verse 6, which is the key verse that I'm looking for, "The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this." There are a few other places in Scripture that Jesus uses the language of farming to emphasize the truth. Jesus used the parable of the sower and the barren fig tree in similar ways. In the sower in Matthew 13, Jesus revealed that fruit was a sign of the condition of a man's heart. In the fig tree in Luke chapter 13, verse 6 to 9, he made the point that without fruit, the fig tree had no value at all and should be cut down. As the vine in John chapter 15, Jesus demanded that the branches, his disciples, bear much fruit. When he said, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." What does God want us to learn from a farmer? Surely, if God uses the example of a farmer, it means that he would like us to learn certain things from observing a farmer. A farmer is hardworking. The hardworking farmer, the Bible says, just as the athlete must abide by the rules of the sport, so the farmer must also go about his business according to the laws of nature. He has to plow, plant, cultivate, and reap in due season if he wants to test the fruit of his labors. Paul knew what he was talking about when he says the hardworking farmer, when he uses that phrase. The word translated farmer means tiller of the ground, a man who operates a farm. The believer is like a farmer in that his work is never done. Fields must be plowed, seed must be sown, soil must be fertilized and kept free from weeds. Plants must be protected from harmful pests and watered and cared for. And fences must be kept in good repair. Otherwise, there would be all kinds of intruders. At harvest time, crops must be cut. threshed, gathered into barns. In Paul's day, this was hard work, and this was done by hand. There were no tractors, there were no combined harvesters, and no other modern machinery. This type of labor was done by hand, and it was hard work. The Christian life is not easy, it's hard work. Ministry is not easy, it's hard work. The farmer had to be up at sunrise, and he saw no end to his labor until after sunset. Paul reminds Timothy here, he had put his hand to the plow, and there was no looking back. The farmer's toil comes first before the fruit. The chores on a farm or vineyard are endless, and the farmer's hours are long. Farming is hard work. By using the image of a farmer, Paul was speaking by analogy about the hard work of the spiritual life and ministry. The Greek word translated hardworking is almost a technical term in Paul's vocabulary for ministerial labor. A ministry of the gospel, the preaching of the word, shepherding the flock, serving week after week after week, requires strain and struggle and diligence, all of which are akin to suffering. God warns the lazy in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 9, lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 15, laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless go hungry. And God dislikes the lazy farmer. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 4, the sluggard does not plow after the autumn. So he begs during the harvest and has nothing. Be a farmer, Timothy, be a farmer. This was what the Apostle Paul was trying to bring across. Christians, learn to work hard. When you start a task, finish it. A farmer lives and works by faith. Farming is heart-breaking work. Back-breaking work, I beg your pardon. It's hard, back-breaking work, dirty work, detailed work, and most of all, it is risky work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There aren't many guarantees. The harvest inevitably belongs to the Lord. The farmer must be faithful to lay the groundwork for the harvest. But the harvest cannot be forced. It can only happen through the Lord's providence. It's like parenting. I'm parenting my kids over a long period of time, and there are little moments that show me I'm on the right track. But I know I won't see the full reward until the end. I focus on faithfulness. To work in faith is all we are asked to do, and it's really all we can do. Our lives, like the farmers, are ongoing, and various exercises in learning to trust God despite what we can see today. He's not sure whether it's going to rain or not. He's not sure whether his crop is going to be eaten by swarm locusts or not. The farmer's patience. In James chapter 5 and verse 7 to 9, be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Now, if a man is impatient, then he had better not become a farmer. No crop appears overnight, except perhaps a crop of weeds. And no farmer has control over the weather. How long suffering the farmer must be with the weather. He must also have patience with the seed, because it takes time for plants to grow. He has to wait many weeks for his seed to produce fruit. Why does he willingly wait for so long? Because the fruit is precious. The harvest is worth waiting for. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. A farmer lives a life of sowing. The only way to have a harvest is by sowing seed, and he will always sow what he wants to reap. Spiritual laws, like any other laws, will work for anyone under the right conditions. When you fulfill its terms, it will produce results for you. This has scriptural basis in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8, which reads, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Life is about sowing and reaping. It is about seeds. What kinds of seeds are you sowing? Your life is like a field or a garden, and everything you are sowing, you will reap. Your thoughts are seeds. Your words are seeds. Whatever becomes of your life is as a result of what you've been sowing. Bad seed produces bad fruit. Our opening scripture says, when you sow to the flesh, you harvest corruption. But the Bible speaks of the flesh. When the Bible speaks of the flesh, it's also talking about your body. A farmer enjoys a unique reward. It's financially rewarding, but it's also the satisfaction of knowing that you've put in into the ground and you've harvested it. The reward is always in sight. There's a joy in the harvest, and the greatest satisfaction belongs to the one who carefully cultivated it all the way. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, the Bible says, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." The hard-working farmer, as Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, is the one who ought to have the first share of the crops. In our work and in our weariness, let us look to the farmer. Let us keep the roots deep. Let us keep the big picture in mind. If we don't give up, one day we will enjoy the final harvest and its bountiful rewards. Unlike our farming friends, this harvest, once cultivated by faith, is absolutely guaranteed. Hallelujah. I don't know what you've been waiting for. I don't know what seeds you've been sowing, but be encouraged that you will reap a harvest. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for any businessman listening to this program. I pray for every child of God. I pray for every person that's been sowing, any person in ministry, and they feel like they're not yielding the results. I pray that you give them the patience of a farmer. Help them to wait on you until the results begin to show forth. Bless them and encourage them now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. God bless you.
Throw off my cares and come running home. Throw off my cares and come